Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pumping gas, Josh versus Jeff Oskey, and Dick hits water.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
And if that phone rings, you know what it'll be, don't you? It'll be the track phone hotline. Whoa, unbelievable.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Cletus Pinkley. And this is some other news. Said that right on the teleprompter. The heat wave continues across much of America, setting records in the great Northwest. This reporter has some sage advice for my listeners regarding how to stay cool during a heat wave. Okay, underwear, dentures, sex toys, anything that fits in the freezer goes in the freezer. Do not travel anywhere you can't reach by water slide.
Oh, well, it's going to be difficult, but yeah, I like it.
I just like the notion of that. Water slideville.
Uh-huh.
Every place you go, by water slide. If you suspect a neighbor of having an unexplained pit with claw marks on the walls deep in his windowless basement, ask if you can borrow the pit for sleeping. Once again, we're reviewing how to stay cool during a heat wave.
Yeah. Be cool down there, I guess.
That's right. Put your hot water bottle in the freezer, then take it to bed with you at night and stick it between your legs.
Oh.
Call your grandparents to find out what a hot water bottle is. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should have read that one in the first. Okay. If you've been planning on conquering Mount Everest, now is a good time to try it.
Yes.
It's cooler there.
Way cooler.
This is very practical. Wear a beret stuffed with popsicles.
There he is. Isn't that nice?
Mmm, grape. Sign up for multiple wet t-shirt contests. Go to the nearest Chuck E. Cheese and replace all the balls in the ball pit with Dippin' Dots.
Oh, dive right
again,
in.
These are things how to stay cool.
Uh-huh. Of course, thank you.
Stick your head under the vegetable misters at your local supermarket.
Nice.
I've actually done that. Fill your tub full of cold water and climb in. Warning, do not smoke crack while in the tub.
Okay.
is that a Whitney
second
Houston
warning,
joke?
Second warning, don't smoke crack before you do a news report.
Yeah.
Have Houston. A hot girl post your picture on her Instagram stories with the caption, has a small weenie. Now that's cold.
Burr.
And finally, instead of hiring a prostitute, sleep with a mermaid. And for some bonus advice, there's a reason those popsicles are shaped the way they are. Just watch for splinters when removing the stick out. Great, great. And finally, the moist towelette is man's greatest invention. Just ask anyone who's eaten barbecued chicken wings or any working bus station prostitute.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Cletus Pinkley. Good day and good night.
All right.
Well, Cletus does a hell of a job. He's not on very often. Well, I was throwing some good tips. Does anyone, seriously, I want the honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone at present own a hot water bottle?
No.
No.
What is that?
That's the thing. I've never owned one. My mom had one.
It was like a bladder that you would fill with hot water.
Yeah. And then you would hold it. I think women used it a lot for a menstrual cramps.
Is that what it was for?
They use them for cramps.
Cramps.
You always whisper cramps.
It was about imagine a sort of a football kind of flattened, but sort of square. Is that fair?
I think it's
rubberized.
It's like rubber.
Yeah, it was like a rubber thing and the size of a big book.
Yeah, and you'd fill it with warm water, women would.
The one we had was kind of a reddish, faded reddish color.
Yes,
almost like a real thick whoopee cushion.
That's a good analogy.
But does anybody have one anymore?
I'm sure. Yeah,
their grandmother enemas.
They're for enemas.
No, that's a different enema.
Right,
that's different.
They're similar though.
Oh, okay.
And same with like pumping somebody's stomach.
Something you'd like to share with us, Ace? Your love of enemas.
Enemas like these.
Never understood that either.
And do you remember the time we had the enema discussion on the air with a certain famous person?
Oh, man.
No.
Chick will back me up on this.
Who?
Actually, one of my favorite singers.
Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, that's right.
Was talking about his...
he had colonics. That's different.
Well,
it's essentially,
isn't it like a deeper enema?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Bee Gees song?
Way deep.
How deep is your enema? No, Kenny Loggins, we were talking, he had his autobiography, right? And he met his, I think, fourth wife or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Was she administering the high class?
Yes, administering an enema.
Huh.
Or a colonic. Yeah. A colonic, which is not even legal in some states. But
right.
Have you ever had one of those, Josh?
No. I've gotten close with my new bidet. Trying to work on the pressure, the water pressure.
Yeah. That nozzle further up.
God, my nose is running.
That means you've got it on too much?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm loving my...
Your new bidet.
Poseidon's finger, I call it.
That's a very clever name. Very, very nice. Do most people name their bidets?
I think I do now. Or they should after I've, yeah.
Probably a lot of fun.
I'm going to get decals, put Poseidon's finger on the side of the toilet bowl.
Okay.
Like a boat.
Well, that's cool.
It'd be hard to clean it, won't it? Just...
What's that? With the decals on them?
Yeah.
They're magnets. Yeah. I'll somehow
someday Josh is having the letter P removed from his
butt. What's happening?
I don't know.
The doctor goes, well, sir, we got whatever it was out. It appears to be a Helvetica medium P. Letter P. Okay, sorry. Mm-mm. Well, where were we? Back to you, Christy.
Amid nearly record-breaking temperatures, as Dick was just talking about, officials in Oregon have been allowing people to pump their own gas. The Oregon State Fire Marshal announced its office was suspending rules that prohibit people from pumping their own gas. The suspension was put into place on the 27th and was scheduled to be rescinded last evening. Check local listings for updates. The announcement came as temperatures soared beyond 112 degrees. According to Car and Driver magazine, Oregon is one of only two states that do not allow customers to pump their own gas. The other is?
New Jersey.
That's correct.
What?
New Jersey.
What union or whatever makes that?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
Have you ever gone through it?
Yes.
I've gone through it in Oregon. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I did it in Jersey a couple times.
Do they still have the ding, ding when you run over the...
Nope. They were all standing there.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to pull up.
My experience, no. There's like four or five young toughs standing around the gas pump.
Right.
And you pull up, then they go...
But every other state has realized that this machinery now is... pretty much fireproof.
And you leave your card on the seat. They get the card. They swipe it. You put your receipt and the card back on the seat.
What?
I had to tell them my zip code or my card or my card number.
So why did you get it? You get out of the car?
I didn't.
Oh.
I did. I had to go inside. Well, I wasn't alone. Someone named rhymes with
a flu bracing.
Yeah, so
perhaps
he needed some baby powder because he didn't want to wash his hair. He wanted to get the oil out of it, so he would have put me.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that.
You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
That makes no sense to me.
No, it's weird.
It's and very
it was,
odd.
One time I did it, it was freezing. I felt so bad for the guys.
Huh.
I was like, do I tip? What happens here? I only have a credit card. Yeah. It was a bizarre thing.
Yeah,
I just let the place
This book I'm reading, I won't go into too much detail, but this guy's doing a cross-country motorcycle ride.
Yeah.
And
oh, this is the one where he won't eat them on a bike. He won't eat them with a tyke.
And the guy, he...
Don't give it away. I want to read it.
No, the guy puts diesel fuel in his motorcycle.
Oh.
And, well, it would go faster.
No.
And it's an absolute nightmare.
Man.
Yeah, so... But in any event, in Oregon, that I don't know what the status of that will be today. If
but why the
linger.
Heat? What's the factor?
Yeah, what
with
is?
The heat
I guess
here?
They don't want the guys working in the heat. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. It just seems like everybody else has figured this out.
Well, yeah, right.
We're going to speak Latvian in our state because
here's someone that hasn't figured it out. A man in New Zealand attempted to cook a steak in his toaster.
Nothing wrong with this.
The man decided to prepare a meal of steak and chips, but opted to cook the steak in the toaster rather than a frying pan.
Idiot.
That started a fire that destroyed his house.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have guessed that would happen.
And now he reportedly is upset his fire insurance policy will not pay out as much as he had wanted it to.
Did you get the garlic bread? The frozen garlic bread? You put that in your toaster, man.
What?
1, 2, 3. You don't have to put it in your oven. You put it in your toaster, and you toast it just like a piece of bread. It heats it
frozen?
Perfectly.
Frozen.
Yes.
So is there something that prevents gravity from taking the cheese down into the burner?
Yeah, they're the buttery.
They're just butter on it. There's not cheese on it. Well, you can get cheese on it, but I didn't have cheese on it. But yeah, you put it in the toaster.
Wasn't there a thing where people were putting their toasters on the side?
Yes. What were they cooking again?
Grilled cheese.
And it's apparently incredibly dangerous.
Yeah,
no, that just makes good sense.
No, a member of our staff, and I don't want to mention his name, it was Jeff. He came in this morning when he saw that story, and he explained that when he was a kid, would it be better if he told the story?
No, well, if you tell it, they'll be less stuttering.
Okay.
Jeff. What's wrong with you?
You know what? We're going to have to, if we...
The Jeff Pat...
Hang on a second. Can we schedule the fights after the show? Because as far as...
I'm waiting for him to barge in.
Right now, we've got two fights coming up.
Tom and Pat.
Tom and Pat's the main card. That's gotta be.
We go on later. You guys open for us.
Griswold.
You know,
in this corner.
Oscar was a kid. I'm trying to remember the story, Jeff. I think he said he was 8 years old, maybe 10, and he decided to make breakfast in bed for his parents.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's so
he decided but he wasn't allowed to use the cooktop.
Is
so
anybody else picturing a little Jeff with a beard, though, still?
Yes. Okay. Very heavy beard.
Oh, yeah.
So Mr. Oskey, apparently, so young Jeff, he wasn't allowed to use the cooktop, so being a good boy, he wanted to make them some eggs, so he put the frying pan on top of the toaster.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept having to press it down again to get the heat to come back, and eventually he decided to duct tape it so it stayed down.
Oh, there you
then
go.
He decided that he wanted to deliver the eggs with a newspaper, so he went out front to get the newspaper, came back in, and the kitchen was on fire.
Oh,
and four of the cabinets were burned.
Oh no!
Poor guy.
Yeah. So the point of the story is toasters are designed
to
toast bread primarily,
or Pop Tarts,
and apparently Pop Tarts and
waffles.
We had a story a couple years ago about somebody that they were doing something and they burned their house down.
That happens all the time.
They try to invent a hack and
right. But there was a hack that was going all over the internet that was apparently quite. Was it the grilled cheese?
Maybe
that was also something else. Though there was also something else.
Okay,
there was the candles, the Gwyneth Paltrow ones, where they burned too long. Was that it?
No, it was a toaster. I'll do that. But this guy's an idiot. And whatever country he's in.
Whatever country he's in.
New Zealand.
No, New Zealand, yeah.
Cooking a steak
for a second,
a
I was like... Researchers at Penn State University have figured out how to get kids to eat their vegetables. Listen up, parents.
Uh-oh.
Give them more. In their study, 67 children were served lunch with one of four different preparations of vegetables, a regular size serving of plain corn and broccoli, a regular size serving with added butter and salt, a double serving of plain corn and broccoli, and a doubled serving with added butter and salt. Vegetables were also served alongside fish sticks, rice, applesauce, and milk. Researchers found that when they doubled the amount of corn and broccoli served at a meal, children ate 68% more veggies. Well, that's because they have double the amount of vegetables on their plate.
No, but the logic would be if they don't like vegetables, they're still going to eat none of them.
Seizing the vegetable. What? No.
Well, this is a scientific study from, you know.
Seasoning the vegetables with butter and salt did not affect consumption. This is in a journal called Appetite. This doesn't make sense to me. They're going to eat more vegetables because you've put double the amount of vegetables on there.
Well, it's not like you're holding back on everything else. I mean, the way to do this is you tell kids, hey, if you eat the corn, it's going to show up in your poop, so it's fun.
Oh. Fun!
So it's fun.
Okay.
So you're logically saying just because you don't like something, if they double the portion, you're not going to eat more of it.
Right.
But that's what happened with this scientific experiment. I think it's kind of interesting.
But wait, it doesn't say they didn't like them.
Exactly. This isn't.
It didn't say they didn't like these vegetables. It just said how to get them to eat more vegetables is to double it.
Well, I'm going
to
try it because I've got two little girls that.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, you can only fight Pat after. You can't fight Christy, too.
You can't beat us all up. I'm still sitting here thinking I'm about to get hit in the head with a shovel.
We shouldn't go on break.
Oscar, you're going to be buried in your own garden.
He's going to attack you in the hall.
Yeah, see Oscar's sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to wait to at least suspect it.
Exactly.
A couple of months from now, you're going to round the corner and get a shovel in the face.
Yeah. His brother is supposed to install some ceiling fans in my house next week. I have a feeling they might be a little loose.
Better when you put them on high. There's like the cartoon thing where they turn the ceiling fans on and the whole building takes off.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I love the physics.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.